in a forest, looking for beechnuts and truffles and delectable roots, pushing leaves aside with my wonderful strong nose, searching and sniffing along the ground, smelling, smelling, smelling. "You smell just the way you are," remarked a lamb who had just walked in. "I can smell you from here. You're the smelliest creature in the place." Wilbur hung his head. His eyes grew wet with tears. Charlotte noticed his embarrassment, and she spoke sharply to the lamb. "Let Wilbur alone," she said. "He has a perfect right to smell, considering his surroundings. You're no bundle of sweet peas yourself. Furthermore, you are interrupting a very pleasant conversation." "What were we talking about, Wilbur, when we were so rudely interrupted?"